It's the Drive to the Game with Connor Murphy, our own personal Chicago Blackhawk, brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation. And here he is, fresh off his first goal of the season last night in a valiant but losing effort to the Hurricanes. I hate that team. I hate every team except for the Chicago Blackhawks. I don't know how you feel about it, Connor, but I just don't like any of them. But congratulations on that. And you guys are, I mean, last night, close game till the very end. It seems there might have been, you can't comment on this, but I can. There might have been an officiating thing that I certainly had a problem with at the very end. It could have, you know, it might have caused something, but whatever. And it seems like a corner has been turned, and it seems that since you've gotten healthy, that corner has been turned, and I'm giving you full credit. Will you take it?
I love that. I love a lot of the biased opinions. We'll take it. But no, we
bias.
It's been great. I think the guys actually like got on a roll before I got back. A couple games in a row were playing really well and had a good game in Vegas. And then obviously in Nashville. So it's just something that it's nice to see the guys come together and for certain things to click. I think we changed a couple little things, the way we defend and the way we kind of break out of our end and play a little more aggressively, allow ourselves to play some more offense help. So it's just nice that a few things we changed helped and the guys gained confidence and started clicking a little more.
The style that Jeremy Colliton wants you guys to play, have you been a part of, we'll call it a system or anything like it before? And how much do you enjoy playing in his style of offense and defense?
Yeah, I mean, I think defensively, it's known that we play a little more man-to-man, and I played similar to that before. I think I've had a few different coaches, and I guess a couple have gone to that kind of briefly. But for me, I like it individually. It helps just being more of a defensive guy and a bigger guy. It's a little easier to contain and defend and take pride. I take pride defending in my own end and shutting guys down, so I enjoy that part of it. And obviously when we're on our game, it looks really good. So that part can't complain about. And there's a lot of talk about systems and stuff in general, but at the end of the day, if the team's not playing hard and playing together and kind of playing to our strengths, then the system stuff doesn't matter as much. So it's all nice to have in place, but if you're your effort and compete isn't there, then you're not going to be able to do much at all.
How about the rookie, Kirby Dach, 18-year-old on a 5-game point streak, seems to be fitting in just fine.
Yeah, he's impressive. It's crazy. You keep having to remind yourself he's 18, and just for his size, the skill and speed that he has is impressive. And that one game he was putting on a show when he scored 2 goals, just two backhand shots, too, which aren't easy. And just the way he can fly up and down the ice, and they put him with Smith and Carpenter, 2 older guys that were helping him out a lot too, is fun to see, and he's definitely got a really bright future.
Speaking of older guys, he's still living in Brent Seabrook's basement, I was reading, with his 3 kids under 3 or under 5, like little ones, and then 3 dogs, and he's got, you know, he's doing the household chores and everything.
Yeah. There's a trend of that. So he's doing that, and then Nylander's in Robin Leonard's place, and he's been playing with his kid, too. Leonard will send a video to the guys of him watching animated movies or playing Xbox with them and yelling at each other, and it's pretty cool to see that our young guys are, it seems like they're getting along more with the young 10-year-olds than with the old guys.
Yeah,
he is probably closer in age.
Well, right? I've had the great pleasure of meeting a lot of NHL guys over the years,
sure.
And they are 10-year-olds essentially at heart.
Yeah,
I would ask you though, the basement is not an unusual place for you guys to live. I mean, since you were probably 12 years old, you've been in somebody else's basement at least for weeks or months at a time, right? Either in juniors,
yeah, I mean,
or
that's where you're either living or even go further back, and that's when all the skill development started, when guys are playing mini sticks or with real sticks in their parents' basement as far as they could go without getting in trouble.
Right.
So it's anytime you're getting sports involved, I think the basement's where it all starts.
The washing machine, did you used to shoot the wiffle ball?
Sidney Crosby patented that, so no one was allowed to use the washing machine to shoot them.
Oh, I get it.
So, right?
Yeah.
All right.
So let's talk about the locker room a little bit. Must be, now that it feels, I mean, everybody can see it. The crowd can see it. You guys can see it. The media that covers you can see it. There's a different energy. There's a speed to the game. There's an optimism. I like it. You see in the Captain Sirius every once in a while, Jonathan Toews, you know, dropping gloves, throwing things, getting in people's faces. There's a new energy there. It's got to be translating into the locker room, I would assume.
Yeah, I think it is. It's something that this year, just the guys that we got back and then some newer guys we got are pretty energetic and vocal and leaders, I guess you say, just in the way of guys are social. And it seems to be a lot of the work that we put together is going toward a team effort. And when guys are in it for that, you can tell that the guys know in order for the year to be fun and for us to win, it's going to have to be done together. And you see guys wanting to go out there and play for that kind of cliche, the guy next to you. But it really is that way. And you can only go so far when you got guys going out there just trying to play for their own career success. So it's something that's important to have a good team. You got to have that camaraderie that you're going out to win the game together, and you know that you need to do that to have a chance.
You ever just sit back and marvel at what Patrick Kane's been able to do? His point streak's up to 10 games now. He's moved up to 95th on the NHL's all-time points list. When it's all said and done, I'm sure he's going to be well up the list there. But do you ever just sit back and watch 88 and enjoy
it? Yeah, most days, yeah. it's unbelievable. Like, just the... the level that he plays at day to day, like how consistently he does it too, is just unbelievable. The things he can do and the way he reads the game and the skill that he uses in tight areas. And then every time there's a game where something more is on the line, then he excels even more. So it's just, there's nothing really that he can't do. And just, he's a guy that we all look to and that he steps up. I mean, last night he almost single-handedly got us back and having the two nice assists on our goals and then staying out there at the end and almost helping with another one. So it's amazing, and I think a lot of us are grateful to be able to say we can play with a guy like that.
All right, now tomorrow we're going to be at the game. We're doing we've got the concourse show. That starts at 3 o'clock when they're just opening up. It's my favorite time. I feel so blessed to be able to see what that looks like at the United Center when the United Center comes to life.
It's a really cool thing to see.
You know, you guys get there early and you're doing, you know, what you guys are doing. The kids, that hockey program where either boys or girls teams or mixed teams come out and they play, you know, a bunch of 8-year-olds falling on the ice out there for a couple of, you know, for an hour before the stadium opens up with their families and everybody's taking pictures. And hockey is just such a special thing. And just the sound and the feel in the stadium is really something to behold. And then when the lights come up and everything starts and the concourse is open and the crowd starts to come in, there must be a moment where you stop, because you grew up around the game, but there's got to be a moment where you stop and you just think, oh my God, I cannot believe that I am here.
Yeah, you kind of soak it all in. I think every anthem and warm-up you have every game, doesn't matter how many games you play, you get that feeling. And when you're out there for warm-ups and especially here in Chicago, just the fans of support they show come out early and they'll bring their signs for warm-ups and be banging on the glass and showing their support 20, 30 minutes before puck drop. And then the anthem, obviously, with everyone going crazy for it and having Jim Cornelison and the flags and the lights and the show, the pregame shows, the Jumbotron, everything. It just all that mixed together. It is a very surreal thing. It doesn't matter if it's a regular season game or playoff game. You have those feelings, and I think that's what makes those events just amazing to go to.
All right,
the drive to the game. Connor Murphy, thank you, my friend.
Thanks,
appreciate
Connor.
It.
Good talking to you guys.
Have fun tomorrow. Drive to the game brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation. News from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming your way in 2 minutes.